And now, Miriam Neff with New Beginnings.
Robert Smalls was thirsty for freedom. Born a slave in South Carolina, he learned much about working on ships. During the Civil War, the Union Navy blockaded southern ports while Smalls was on the crew of the Confederate steamship Planter in Charleston Harbor. The white crew went ashore one evening in 1862. Smalls and the other slaves made off with the ship. Smalls wore the captain's hat, giving proper signals, and then surrendered to the Union Navy. Robert Smalls became an advocate for American-African participation in the Union Army. Trying to comprehend his life, moments of great fear, courage, danger, elation, yet no knowledge of what his future would hold, we recognize a bold man willing to risk it all for freedom. This feature at widowconnection.com.